Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of Pasha. My name is Inas Kosana. Thank you for joining us. Today's episode delves into the fascinating world of machine learning, which to most of us sounds like a foreign language. But here to shed some light on the topic, we have Francesco Petruccione and Amira Abbas from the University of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa.
I'm a professor here at UKZN, and since I'm at UKZN, we've been dealing with quantum technology related things. Yeah? Now, machine learning has been around for a long time, probably much longer than all of us here together, yeah, age-wise, because it's so successful in things like image recognition, face recognition, and analysis of speech. Yeah? And this is mainly due because efficiency and power of computer increased dramatically, yeah, so that we can do many more computations per second than we could do 50 years ago when people were already speaking about machine learning. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Amira Abbas, and my view of machine learning is just that it's basically learning patterns from information, from data. So it's a way to get computers to see trends, to see things that human beings don't naturally see, and to use this to make predictions or do meaningful tasks.
But your focus is on quantum machine learning. What exactly is it and how does it work?
Like I said, machine learning is, you know, trying to do these difficult tasks that that perhaps human beings can't see. Now, quantum machine learning is quite cool, not only because it has all the buzzwords in it, right? But it's trying to do machine learning on a quantum computer, so a totally different hardware behind the machine learning algorithms. So now quantum computers have different qualities, different attributes to them that you don't normally have on a classical computer. So a question becomes, how do we create new algorithms, new machine learning algorithms, so we can run them on these quantum computers so they can maybe be more powerful or different or meaningful? And also, how can we improve the current machine learning algorithms that we have? Can we speed them up? Can we do different interesting things with them? Can we explore an entirely different new space mathematically and computationally?
Every time you buy a new cell phone, yeah, it's faster, it can store more, it gets cheaper, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah? And that is because the chips inside your phone becomes smaller and smaller, in the sense that you can put more and more transistors on the same surface, allowing it to become more powerful without becoming bigger. Yeah? And the fact that they become so small can't go on forever, because at some stage you hit a single atom. yeah, and there the rules of physics change. Yeah, because all of a sudden you have to deal with quantum mechanics instead of with classical physics, instead of Newton and, you know, apples that falls on your head if you're sitting under a tree. Yeah, those are different laws of physics. Yeah?
How do we use this in a real world example?
Three big areas where quantum computer will probably have a huge advantage on other computers. One is optimization. Yeah, so quantum computers are very good at optimizing things. They are finding optimal solution if you have problems with many variables. Yeah, for instance, a typical problem could be a scheduling problem. Yeah, you know, for instance, if you're planning a mission to Mars, there are millions of variables that you need to optimize, and that could be useful, for instance, in the energy sector, for our good old ESCOM. yeah, it could help ESCOM predict when there is more electricity demand. You know, that's very difficult, yeah? Because if you improve the accuracy of the prediction of electricity consumption, you know when you need to switch off a power plant, or can you switch off one? Yeah, and that could lead to billions of rands of savings. Yeah, if you do it right. Yeah, and things like that, or for traffic control, or air traffic control is also one of those things. And one of the big challenges in chemistry is, for instance, the production of fertilizers. Yeah, which is a very expensive operation. So with the help of quantum computers, we might be able to come up with cheaper fertilizers. Yeah? And that will help, of course, every farmer grow more whatever he grows, yeah? Or she grows.
I think also it's important to highlight that there's so much that we don't know. And because we, you know, until we have the actual hardware to test, It's very difficult to say, but theoretically, those are fields that quantum computing could revolutionize.
Quantum machine learning is a fascinating field. Here at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, there's really interesting work taking place in the field of quantum learning. Thanks to Francesco and Amira for joining us, and thanks to you for listening in. This episode was produced by Ozea Patel. From me, Ina, chat to you soon. Bye.